Welcome back, beautiful souls. You're with myself, Cosmic Angel 555. This is a collective reading for the full moon lunar eclipse in Taurus on the 28th of October 2023. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. If you'd like a personal tarot and oracle reading, Reiki session or attunements, past life regression, hypnotherapy, sound therapy or spiritual counseling, you can head over to my website. Link is in the description. Big thank you to my amazing Patreons for exclusive content and mini personal readings. Subscribe and join our Patreon Coven community. $25.55 a month, that's less than a fiver a week, guys. Thank you again. So this is the last eclipse of the year and is basically kicking us around. I'm sure we all feel like we're after doing about 12 rounds with Mike Tyson at this stage. And if you have an upcoming break, be sure to grab that. I done my dad's level 2 attunement yesterday. I'm doing this podcast today. I have an upcoming Reiki session in the next 2 days, and then I'm on a break for a week. Thank God. Thanks, source. Because we all know how easy it is to burn out, guys, and that is coming up as I get into the reading. So these eclipses are also very potent as they are ending a 2-year cycle with Taurus and Scorpio. The last eclipse had strong themes of self-worth, balance, relationships. Now this final eclipse in Taurus is closing the cycle. It's been rough and tough. Anything that we weren't facing or brushing under the rug has come up to the forefront to be healed. This cycle that is closing began on the 19th of November 2021. So looking back to what has transpired since this Taurus and Scorpio cycle to reveal what areas of our lives have been transformed. Also note that the veil is at its thinnest with Samhain, aka Halloween, being so close to this eclipse. Old patterns around relationships and self-worth are coming up to be navigated differently, tapping into our newfound strength and self-worth, surrounding ourselves with people, places and things that light us up. Remembering that eclipses are fated cosmic portals, moments of karmic rewards and wisdom and closure. Balancing freedom and restriction, stability and change, growth, safety, and finances, security have been illuminated for the last 2 years. Closure and a new level and chapter coming to these areas. And the heart chakra rules Taurus, sitting and reflecting and acknowledging how far we have come with this cycle in the last 2 years. So as ever, let us take a moment to shift our awareness, tune into our heart center, ground our cord into Mother Gaia, also up into Venus and the cosmos, tuning into the amazing frequencies of love, light and guidance that's available right now. I will play us a little bit of heart chakra frequency. If you'd like to open up to that. So, beautiful souls, we do have some amazing messages here to help us navigate as a collective this powerful last eclipse of 2023. So our overall energy that's coming in here strongly is acceptance of our current situation, of our current state, of where we are landed or landing from these eclipses, launching us forward on our ascension trajectory to exactly where we need to be, even if it mightn't look like that at this time. So reminding us as well that the past doesn't exist anymore, it's happened. The future hasn't happened yet, all there is this present moment and right now. So taking the time to examine and engage in truth telling of our lives, of where we are right now, of accepting whatever it may be. Again, whatever we have been brushing under the rug, not taking a look at because it's been too hurtful, too painful, too powerful, whatever it may have been, it has come up now, and this is where the acceptance needs to come in. Also, as I mentioned, where we are right now or where we may land after this eclipse. So when we can do that and we can step into this energy of acceptance, this is crucial for what we do with our next steps. Do we change these patterns now that have been illuminated and brought up to us, or do we keep going down the same path? Do we keep using the same tools? Do we keep brushing it back under the rug? These are all strong questions and energies and themes that are coming up under this energy. So remembering when we step into acceptance, we step into our power and we step into that energy of being a co-creator with the divine and creating our next chapter, because that's what we are stepping into now, even as I get more into the reading. Our next card and message is Soul Star Chakra. Oh no, sorry, Soul Star Activation. It is Soul Star Chakra though. Fulfilling soul contracts, remembering who you are. The Soul Star Chakra is the energy center that is found 6 to 12 inches above the crown and connects us directly to the soul wisdom. It is our gateway to the etheric realms, which hold all the lessons of all the incarnations that we have experienced. Through our Soul Star, we can access information and wisdom like a computer connecting to the internet through broadband, instead of having to move through the dimensions to access the information. We can remain connected all times. Sorry, my throat chakra right now, guys. I'm gonna actually use some of this throat chakra spray that my soulmate boyfriend got me. It's so nice. Okay, let's continue where we left off there. Okay. Connected at all times and downloaded support as necessary. The Egyptian god Horus appears on the card as our spiritual guide. His hawk-headed image is said to illustrate his connection to the sun, moon, and stars as a keeper of energetic portals to hidden realms. He can help us remember our starry origins, open psychic visions, and connect directly with the wisdom that is held in the stars. Imagine yourself in a wide open space under a night sky filled with stars. Say, Horus, cosmic sky guardian, thank you for activating my soul star chakra, so that I can remember on a soul level. Through your previous journeys, you have learned much about the inner workings of your soul and about the cycles of karma. Before this incarnation, you set a powerful intention to remember your divine origins. At this point, you are in a powerful space, for you are remembering who you truly are, and you know that you have it within you to make a great difference in your own life. The lives of those you love, and of course, the world. This remembering is in alignment with the soul contracts you made before coming into this realm. If you find yourself worrying if you are making the right decisions, know that even if you aren't conscious of it, all that you have chosen so far is in accordance with your soul's evolutionary plan. And when you draw this gateway, you are opening up to higher levels. So exactly what I was trying to, or what I was saying there, just worded probably in a different way. That even if we're not conscious of it, all that we have chosen so far is in accordance with our soul's evolutionary plan and divine blueprint. So again, wherever we're landing on these eclipses, wherever we are right now, however many lifetimes it feels like you've had in this incarnation, because you probably have so far. Because we are clearing so much in this lifetime. Soul Star Chakra is getting activated. I am going to be bringing out my 12 Chakra Oracle deck in the new year, and also maybe a book on that to go in further, because the 12 chakras have been activated since probably 2012. So we all need to get on that as well. So we will be moving on now in moments to my first deck, Intuition Oracle by Cosmic Angel 555. So we're getting stuck in. We have romance coming in. We have soulmates coming in. We have travel coming in. We have spiritual gifts coming in, all under this energy. So romance, either you're in a soulmate relationship already, or one is coming in. If you are already in one, that is deepening. Maybe you are traveling in the next week or so, and now I will be myself soon. Or people, soulmates, romance is traveling towards you. This romance, this soulmate, this relationship, this connection, this bond is going to activate your spiritual gifts, as is this eclipse portal, and activating your 12-strand DNA, your star origins, remembering your star families that are helping you right now, and also part of the spiritual gifts that you came here to activate. Okay, we're moving on to tarot. So the overall energy, is that what I asked? Oh, hang on, I have to get my book. It's miles away there. It's in the west wing. Full moon, lunar eclipse energy. I'm sorry if that's swinging about. Yeah, we should be okay. The energy of this full moon lunar eclipse is we are getting launched forwards onto our next cycle, onto a new karmic wheel. We are closing up old cycles. We are starting new ones. These ones are in alignment with our divine blueprint and with exactly where we need to be. They are good trajectories. There is good news coming in, being launched forward, even if it doesn't look like that at the moment. It is. It's coming in fast, it's coming in strong. It is. And it's also shown that not only in the earth, also with the seasons changing, but again, we change with the seasons, we change with the earth. One of the universal laws is the law of vibration, that everything is always moving and nothing is at rest, or that could be rhythm. It's one or the other. So yeah, we are moving on to this new wheel, new cycle. The next question that I asked for us is, how can we learn from this energy? So for this, we can learn about, or we can learn from, I should say, definitely regarding the balance in all aspects and areas of our life, in giving and receiving, in relationships, in our self-worth and self-love, in the polarity and duality, in also forgiveness, coming in strong with that work that we've done on forgiving ourselves. And what I'm really getting strongly here is the experiences, to remind ourselves that what we are doing here is learning and growing from all of these experiences that we are going through. So tapping into that wisdom and that knowledge, because there's nothing more powerful than experiencing life for knowledge and wisdom, instead of reading a book, actually going through it and doing it and learning from that. So the next question that I asked is, a cycle in our lives that is coming to completion. So a cycle in our lives that is coming to completion now is a cycle of manifestation and a cycle of direction, of where we are going, of where we were wanting to go, of decision is coming in strong as well. So I feel like we have gained enough knowledge at this stage to stand firm and strong in our decisions of where we are going. The flip side of that is maybe we were being procrastinating about it, and the universe has just launched forward into the decision and the path of the right trajectory forward. The next question that I asked is, what area of our lives craves nourishment at the moment? So right now there's a lot of restlessness, there's a lot of impulsive decisions, there's a burnout going on here, and there's restlessness as well on top of that. There's a need to still the mind, to tap into the heart center, to regroup, refocus, and to also do an energetic clearing and cleansing, and knowing what energy is yours and what energy are after taking on from the collective and people, places and things. As I mentioned at the start, the veil is at the thinnest around this time. So it's really, really easy to pick up energetic debris and leave yourself open. So I'm feeling like some self-care recharging will help with the nourishment. And that will also help them with being clear, with being decisive, with pushing forward, with that clarity in mind. The last question that I asked was a message from the universe. So the universe wants us to know that we might be feeling a little bit a little bit sore, a little bit worse for wear right now after we've been through this month, because it has been strong energetically this whole year, if we're being really honest. But the universe wants us to know that there is this new chapter coming in. There is hope. There is a reason to keep your heart open. There's also a reason to be happy about the seeds that have been planted and that are growing, to use the resources that we have available to us and go forward with where we are right now. Because this next beginning and chapter and karmic cycle that is coming in is full of creativity, it's full of new energy, it's full of new life, it's full of new beginnings. Even though it mightn't feel like that at this very moment. And our last card to wrap this up is, am I focused on what I am losing or gaining? Are you going through some change? I think we all are. Are you scared to let go because of what you might lose? What if you shifted your focus from what you might lose to what you might gain? Endings are actually new beginnings. Today, make a list of all the things you will gain from the change you are going through. Feel your heart, take a breath, and deepen into trust. Amazing things are coming. So beautiful souls, thank you so much as ever for joining me. I hope this guidance helps you navigate these energies. So grateful to be a channel for this and to everybody that I've worked with, I am working with, and I will work with in the future. Congratulations on making it through these energies and nearing the end of this year. I know it's been a strong one all around. I will be back soon. Remember, head over to Patreon for exclusive content and mini personalized readings. Namaste.